Step in, relax, sit down for a bit. Otaku Collective, about to get you lit. Anime and manga in them top five lists. Best podcast, nothing comes close to this. Fire like a snap from Colonel Mustang. Three homies out here killing the game. Hit record and watch them all start to cook. Reviewing anime movies and comic books. Say otaku. Say otaku. Say otaku. It's the Otaku Collective Podcast.
And welcome into another edition of the Otaku Collective Podcast. I'm your host for today, Seth. And joining me, as always, are the boys, Josh and Zoe. How's y'all's week been?
Pretty solid. Can't complain.
Pretty cool.
Vibe. Got a couple of things in motion. That'll be pretty cool if they work out. So I'm excited for that. Can't really talk too much about it. Other than that, it's just been watching basketball and anime. And playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel.
Nice. You've been playing Yu-Gi-Oh! In Reggie's Discord. How's that been?
It's a stiff comp over there, I ain't gonna cap, but we all beat up on Jarvis.
Jarvis, clip that.
No, for sure. I think bro went 4-26 the other night.
Damn.
Yeah,
Zoe would have quit after six games.
No, if Josh is in the mix, see, that's the thing. Between Josh and my other friend, like, when I know they're in the lobby, I'm like, okay. I can, like, it's a mental preparedness for some shit. Like, I'll say it like that. Because when I play in other lobbies, bro, I really be, like, decent. Like, that's how I know I'm a good dude. It's just, I guess when I'm in that kind of lobby, it's just like in my rivals. Once you reach that plat, you facing against plat niggas. Like, it's tough. It's funny because this morning when I was, you know, I went and checked the Discord, I saw someone was in his Master Duel chat. And I was like, oh, they do this shit for real. Like, it was like 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, snap. That's how they really getting that. But I will admit, I have heard like Master Duel has gotten like some new packs. It's gotten a little better.
No, it's so insane right now, bro.
Like, it's funny how it would become insane at this time while it was like doing rivals and different shit. Like, now it's like, all right, now that we got the real fans here, let's give y'all some tips.
Yeah, niggas are tough, bro.
If you're saying they're tough, that'd be. Boy.
I want to come over there one day and see how I can stack up.
Oh, you're more than welcome, bro.
I will
say, as a friend, you might want to lab a little bit first.
Hey, that's fair.
You ain't played in a little bit.
I haven't played a little bit. I've been messing up combos.
There's not a lobby where you want to fuck a combo up. I promise you that.
Hey, look, I go over there and bring out Link.
Reggie just picked up Salamence, right?
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, no. But these are like people who play tabletop Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, okay.
A card game I really want to get into that just doesn't have community around here is the One Piece card game. I got a bunch of One Piece cards.
I might buy
for Christmas.
A pack and sleeve all of it. Just my so I can did. Say I have one of your like OG starter bundles or whatever, but
yeah. I mean, there is a thing because like at work, you know, we know about events and stuff. There is a place up here where they do Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, and One Piece game for like an hour.
They sent me a screenshot of a Facebook post today that they're doing a Pokemon thing at Norfolk GameStop right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they still be having their little tournaments, and that's good to know, especially in like small cities, because there's a community. I'm pretty sure like if I went, I'd probably see 10 people, but they'd be the best 10 people in the damn One Piece game. Or Yu-Gi-Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you see only a few people there, they're good. It's when you see a bunch of people is when you're like, oh, I'm going to rock some heads today. So, yeah. Been pretty good energy. Pretty good energy.
Nice.
But today, we are here to have a little fun with the audience, with another drum roll, please. Insert drum roll. Would you rather?
Wait, there's literally a soundboard for one.
Yeah, we have a soundboard.
Wait,
a drum roll.
Wait. Yeah, we got it. Hold up. The only thing I
gotta scroll all the way down. Well, yeah.
It's in the D.
Oh wait, I have Nitro now, so there's a bunch of shit. Hang on, I gotta run it.
That's the only thing I have. You got it. Yeah. No, that's the only thing I have. That's the only drum thing that I have.
That's the drum. That's the drum roll.
Yeah, it's the bundum. Yeah.
You know what? We should say we're not that funny. but we're here.
I'm not
mad at that one. Because that gave 96 off. And I just said the most corniest joke.
Exactly. No, that's why I played it.
Perfect. It was perfect. We are bringing better content to y'all every week, man. It is amazing.
Should I play the AO, Josh?
I'm going to beat your ass.
That is funny. But we are here today with another Would You Rather episode. We're going to see where all of our heads are at on different topics as per usual. But hopefully nothing too controversial because we're starting to all like each other. We haven't argued for real on the pod in a minute. And we've been keeping the streak. Let's keep that going. Let's show unity.
But before that. For those of you who are unaware, we're getting a new Avatar series. It's going to feature an Avatar who has a twin. We don't know if they share powers or not. Like the OG fan theory was going around, it was going to be twin Earth Avatars, but it's female Earth Avatar. It's a basic significant amount of time after Korra, and apparently the entire world hates the Avatar now. It's split up into different like zones and shit. It's the Seven Havens or whatever. Like it's fucking Hunger Games, and people are shitting on Korra because they just automatically assume it's her fault, which it might be because she opened the spirit gate. But until the show come out, we don't know shit. So get off my girl dick, bro.
But right? They've been hating Korra
way more shit than Aang did.
I'm tired of niggas
acting like Korra wasn't with the shits from day one, and then they get fucking drugged through the ringer every single season for no fucking reason because the writers were a bunch of bitches. All right,
yep, they
so leave my girl it. Alone. That's how we doing. All right, everybody's like, oh, Korra's the worst Avatar. No, she's not. Karuk is. Karuk. Roku's trash as fuck, too. But Karuk ignored his responsibilities. And then after his white guy got, because he wasn't paying attention to his fucking job, he just started murking dark spirits, which caused an imbalance. And such. That's not important. Also, Roku a bitch because his best friend murked all the air nomads, which after Aang ran away like a little bitch and caused a 100-year war. His whole family ain't working down. So Roku a bitch.
I've heard Roku Aang more bitch. The worst Avatar than anyone.
No, I'm taking Roku and Aang before I take Korra's worst Avatar. And I know y'all, you little Aang fanboys, because it came out first up in Hitches and shit. But I bet money if Korra was a dude, y'all niggas wouldn't hate her near as much. Yeah,
I'd say Kyoshi's number one. If I'm saying her name,
Kyoshi's
right,
my favorite like... Avatar for sure.
Yeah, she's number one.
Matter of fact, I'm glad you said that, Lorenzo.
Look at us.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, it is the best segment to hit this podcast, and it's sweeping the nation. Welcome to Josh's List.
You just made the list.
This week on Josh's List, top five Avatars. Now I'm going 1 to 5. All right. Coming in at number one, bad bitch. Tall as fuck. Literally, she's like 7 foot. Out here stomping on niggas. Avatar Kyoshi from the Earth Kingdom. Number two, Avatar Yang Chen. That bitch is so badass, she could scream and kill you. Top tier shit. Air Nomad. Number three, Korra. Fuck with her. All right, she went through a lot. What? She gets unnecessary hate. She had to do what she had to do. Number four, Avatar Wong. First nigga. What? Cool as fuck. As soon as he got introduced, I was like, oh, I like him. I like him a lot. And then at number five, I guess by default, that nigga. You know what? Nah. Because even though Karuk was a bitch, I like his sweat. He was a surfer nigga.
He's one of the killing vibe.
I'm throwing Karuk at five. Fuck Aang.
Bro,
Aang,
you tripping. Aang, when it's time, he did his shit. And I feel like I get why he would be low. I get if he was five. But he deserves to be five. Bro.
Nah, I am.
I'm
60%
world.
Trolling. Well, yeah, we throw Aang at five. Aang has his moments, but his fan base knows the fuck out of me. Like, Aang was 12 when he ran away. It's not the same thing. Korra was 16, my nigga. What the fuck were you doing at 16?
Yeah, 16 okay. and 12 ain't too much of a difference.
It's a maturity gap, and, like, Aang hadn't gone through puberty and shit yet, whatever. But the nigga ran away from his responsibility knowing what was up. At the end of the day, I don't give a fuck how old you are. At 12, you had enough conscious sense to know what the fuck to do and what not to do.
Yeah, and let's not act like airbenders are monks. Monks literally mature faster than anyone because of how they
Thank
train.
You. And then everybody was talking about, oh, but the airbenders were pacifists. No. Y'all see what Gyatso did in the firebending niggas? It was a room full of them and just him. He stole the breath out of them motherfuckers.
He
Stop
did
the
work. He said, I'm going to take all the air out of your lungs.
Yeah, go ahead, throw Aang at five. I'm 60% trolling. Throw Aang at five.
Yeah, because you remember his kids, and then really I'm saying that because in
and that nigga's a bad dad. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that shit up. That nigga's a terrible father.
But his kids,
everybody on this nigga dick, because of what he did in a 6 to 8 month time period. Cool. We followed Korra for 4 years. Give her some slack. I'm pretty sure if we had to follow Aang for 4 years, we would have pissed about that nigga too. Nobody talks about that. Aang's entire story is about 8 months.
We're getting the movie.
Which shows how cool he is, right? Don't get me wrong, because he mastered the elements in 8 months or 6 months or however long it was, and then fought Souls and Comment, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. But we followed that nigga for less than a calendar year after he fucked the world over for 100. Stop coming at Korra like Aang didn't also fuck up and raise his children terribly.
Yeah.
Kaya hates that nigga.
Yeah.
How did your only daughter hate you?
His son loved.
But that's it. Adult Aang was a whole ass bum. Also, you know how much fucked up shit he left the Korra to deal with? Let's talk about the fact that when Aang died, non-benders and benders hated each other. These niggas out here protesting in the street. They let a whole false prophet waterbender in a mask convince them niggas that bending was evil because Aang left these niggas with tension. Let's talk about the fact that because of Aang, there were no air nomads besides his family, and only one of them niggas was an airbender, and then he had kids, and all of them were airbenders. But then Korra, because she opened the spirit gates, brought airbending back to the planet. Fucking eat a dick. Get off my girl dick. She ain't even got one. That's the crazy part. Metaphorically, get off Korra dick.
G-O-M-D.
Right, I'm done.
I'll admit, the only thing I disliked about Korra was the ending. That ending was like, hey, that's it? You're just going to leave? You're just done? She did her job. She did. And I'm not going to... That's why I said it.
She stopped the aggression between benders and non-benders. She brought airbending back to the planet. She stopped a fucking nuke. The people keep ignoring that she stopped a nuke. And she knocked out 4 terrorists. Aang's major issue was that nigga had to stop a war he helped start. And then, calling the spade a spade, Ozai should have scrubbed that nigga. Ozai was taking half the shit Aang did to him until he magically got energy bending and took that nigga bending away. Come on, bro. Everybody bring up Korra lost to a non-bender. So did Aang. Ty Lee was working that whole fucking crew, bro. Nobody. Oh, now niggas magically forgot that Ty Lee and Mai used to work these niggas. Crazy work that the gymnast circus bitch used to work this nigga over. And he was a whole realized airbending master at 12. Korra was proficient in every element, but I wouldn't say she was a master fire, earth, or water bender like niggas say she would.
No.
Yeah, she passed the mastery test, but she wasn't out here doing all the extravagant cool shit Aang was when he started to learn.
Yeah, Aang was better at spirit power than her for sure. Because when she started doing that, I used to be like, oh my God, she is lost.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is not an Avatar episode. I would love to have an Avatar episode, but niggas got to watch The Legend of Korra first. Niggas is Seth.
Yeah, I have to finish Korra.
But yeah. Yeah. All right. Would you rather? They ain't heard me talk last 6 minutes, so somebody else go first.
I'll start with a light one because this one's a pretty good one. Would you rather have? You know what? Let's do this. Yeah. Would you rather live in the clouds or under the sea? And yes, clouds. Your breathing would match to where you're living.
Clouds. The ocean is terrifying. No. Clouds.
I want to live under the sea because it would be like, it's like, like the world's terrifying.
Atlantis.
Like,
Atlantis, right? Nigga.
The world's
terrifying. No, that's not what he said. That ain't what he said at all.
I mean, you could build it. Like, you can live under there. So if you want to build it, yeah, figure out.
I don't think you understand what's in the ocean.
Are you talking about just like as an individual or like as a society?
I mean, you could build a society if you like.
You see how he's wording this? He means as an individual. He's saying you could build a society. Nah, nigga.
Yeah.
Air, clouds.
I'm choosing clouds. I'm not living under the sea alone.
Do you know what's in the water, bro?
You gonna meet a tiger shark day one and be fucked.
That's just at the surface level type shit. Imagine running into a fucking colossal squid. Or some of the shit that's at the bottom of the ocean. Like that jellyfish, like the big ass jellyfish that's like, I mean, all of them see through, but the see through one that's like fucking rainbow colored and shit. No. No.
If you want to talk about like society as a whole living under the sea or in the clouds, I might choose under the sea then, but individually, no.
So you're saying with multiple people? Yeah, I guess.
Now, if you were saying like, would you rather live on like an air base or Atlantis or some shit, like a set up civilization in the sky or a set up civilization in the water, maybe I'd entertain it. I'd still pick the air because just because I'm a sea critter, nigga, don't mean some giant ass ancient deity in the water might fuck me up because Atlantis gets invaded all the time in the comics. So, nah, yeah, give me the air, bro. I'm going to be in the clouds vibing.
I'm gonna go with clouds. I was going to do sea. The only reason I'm going with clouds is because what you just said, like, the chance of security issues in the clouds to underwater is definitely higher underwater. Even if it's
you know how big the sky is? There's several chances you'll never run into a plane or a bird. You'll be above every single storm, so you gotta be worried about shit. Nah, I'm ain't no fucking way.
See, but underwater you don't worry about storms. Like that's surface level. That's what I thought of.
Yeah, doing. Cool. But you gotta be. I'm saying like because there would be negatives for the cloud too. I was giving you the negatives that you're way more likely to avoid. Because if you're living in the water, you're not. Higher than bare minimum 10,000 feet because niggas would see you.
Yeah, and you want to talk about like a Fishman Island episode, right? Like that sort of scenario. You're at the bottom of the ocean. Everything that can kill you will be around you.
Also, yeah, see, I wasn't thinking. Oh, you know how dark the bottom of the ocean thinking, is?
Yeah, I'm here. That's why I wasn't thinking full on bottom. Like, it would be, you would choose like a middle section of the ocean.
I will say, Zoe, are you caught up on coming out this season? Brain not working yet. The Shangri-La Frontier.
I mean, I've watched a couple episodes. I was waiting on it to finish, but I'm kind of broke. So yeah, no, I'm not caught up though.
Okay. I'll just say where they're at right now, right?
Yeah.
They are under the sea, right?
Oh.
But it's basically like imagine a floating island, right? Usually the city would be on top of the floating island, but the city's on the bottom portion.
Nah.
And so you're upside down. You're still at the surface level, but you're upside down, like upside down world.
Oh.
That is excessive. Does gravity flip when you touch the fucking ground in the thing?
Yes. Like, yeah. No. Gravity slipped wherever you go.
I feel like I would be discombobulated.
Gravity slipped where... Well, you don't actually notice. Obviously, it's a VR game. You don't actually notice until you've been told.
Ah, okay. Oh, that would freak me the fuck out.
Yeah. Like, main character, Sunraku just got told, the surface is beneath your feet and the bottom of the ocean is above your head.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
I think final choice, I'm going to choose the sky, safety and concerns.
Or I'm choosing the sky too.
I'll choose the sky.
Those views would be amazing.
I'll do another one since, you know, we just kind of chilling right now. I like this one, so I'm going to do it. Would you like to only be able to sing Disney songs? Or not be able to sing at all?
Disney. Easy answer. That discovery is crazy work because you got to think about all the people who made albums as Disney next big thing kids.
We actually did this on the, or like something similar to this on the podcast episode that had to get deleted. Question,
but it got deleted. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Sure. The first two Jonas Brothers albums?
Mulan, yeah, you get like the first two Jonas Brothers albums. You get like, I think Raven get an album. You get the Bridget Mendler album. No, I'm bad. I have more than enough shit to make. And that means I'm probably good at it. Wait, am I good at it? Because I like, yeah, that matters. Like, am I a good singer doing this? Or is it just like singing in the shower, singing in the car shit?
Zoe?
I'm thinking, like, you're good at singing, like, you can basically sing as good as, like, if you were singing, because I said Disney songs.
The artist?
Like, you were singing.
But it'd be my voice? Oh, W, for sure. Yeah, no, give me Disney. Yeah.
And I'm just posting covers.
I'm just posting covers. I'm going to win some random fucking reality show and just take money.
But you're only able to sing Disney songs, so, like, let's say you try to.
I'm going the Amelie route. What you mean? I'm going the other route.
I promise you, there are enough Disney-esque songs that I can sing that you probably don't even know.
All I'm going to say is, if you go to a concert and someone requests a non-Disney song, you're going to sound like shit.
What? Why would I be an artist when I could just make money on TikTok singing just Disney?
Or that. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
TikTok, YouTube,
yeah, I can only sing Disney songs.
And then guess what happens?
Then Disney hires me.
And that's exactly what I was supposed to say.
All my music.
That's literally exactly what I was supposed to say. Do Disney covers well enough that Disney's like, damn, we should hire them. And then make your own music, and then it's technically all Disney music.
Yeah, and then I just add my music to Disney movies and Disney shows. And then I write for Disney artists. And then guess what? Disney song. Because it's Disney property.
And yeah, transition that specifically for you into being a director.
Exactly. Done deal. Mark my way up. I'll go next. You can only eat all your meals at one restaurant. What is the restaurant you choose? McDonald's, Subway, KFC, Domino's, or Taco Bell?
One more time, I heard the food places. I for some reason missed you in the beginning.
So, for the rest of your life, you can only eat every single meal at one of these restaurants. You still pay for food, and if the restaurant closes down, you just won't be able to eat. Okay, that's dumb. I'm taking that way out.
You get the food.
If the restaurant closes down, you can start a restaurant. But as long as that restaurant is open, that's the only restaurant you can eat at. So, Mickey D's, Subway, KFC, Domino's, or Taco Bell?
Between Subway's and Mickey D's for me. I've been to a bad Subway recently. Like, the knife fell on the floor, and she picked it up, told him to wash it off. He just threw some water on it, gave it back to her, and she was going to cut my bread. And I was like, you're not going to get a new knife? And she was like, this is the only knife we have for bread. And I saw, like, I was like, wait, this is a Subway? You have one knife? One knife?
I would have walked out.
I did. No, I didn't. I went to a different Subway where there was like an older lady there. These were like young kids. I went to the old lady one, and they literally said like she wouldn't even dare let us do that. And I was like, okay, I get it now. So I'm a little traumatized. That's why even Mickey D's is there. But really, if I'm being honest, let's say a clean spot, like nonstop clean, I trust, I do Subway.
Say the question again for me, Josh.
Okay. For the rest of your life, you can only eat at one of the following restaurants for every single meal. Mm-hmm. Which of the restaurants would you choose? And it's Mickey D's, Subway, KFC, Domino's, or Taco Bell.
For me, it's between Subway and KFC, if I'm being honest.
Valid.
I had a bad KFC situation.
You just in a fucked up city, bro.
Yeah, I know. I'm here. I know. But KFC in London was so good. So, like,
oh, bro, it's so good.
It has to be. It can't be. Like, not saying there's other KFCs in the country that ain't good, but like, out of country KFC? Oh my God.
I mean, I feel like Kentucky's KFC is
Kentucky, different. No. It's legit built different, yes.
They're moving to Texas, but it's the same way Popeyes in Louisiana is different from every other Popeyes. Yeah, KFC in Kentucky is lit.
I think I would still have to go. Yeah. Let's just call it KFC because I don't know what sort of bad experience you had at KFC, though, but I've had bad experiences at Subway.
I mean, the one
I got food poisoning Subway from Subway.
Oh, no. See, that's the thing. I've never gotten sick from any of these places. Well, McDonald's ice cream used to give me, but like, I don't get sick from any of these places. So it's not a sick thing. It's definitely like I have to entrust these employees thing. This is my every meal. So, like, I'll say
I go to KFC now.
Yeah, since my little experience, I stopped.
I go to the KFC on Ann.
Once a year. Ooh, okay.
Yeah, no, it definitely for me would be Subway. That's the only one. I mean, especially looking at, what's his name, John? The guy who lost the weight?
Jared?
And then ended up in jail. Jared,
pedophile? Yeah.
Yeah, like Jerry was the whole reason I even started. Jerry. Well, no.
I mean, honestly, it's better he's getting his name wrong.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Honestly, fuck it.
Jerry is the only person. Jerry is.
He's the only person. Like, his promo for Subway was strong, and it didn't make me like, okay, let me try a sandwich. I had a meatball sub there, and I've been eating there ever since.
Bro, like, no joke. Meatball sub is what made me sick.
Were good. Oh, that's back when I was 2011. That's back when they were legit.
No. It was 2010 for me.
That's even worse. I had it in Boston, so maybe that it was a different area.
Okay, maybe. I only ever missed one baseball game in my entire baseball career, right? And it was because I had food poisoning from Subway. Because of a meatball.
Yeah, that'll traumatize
me. All right, let me peep out on game while I have the correct answer to this question. But I want y'all to lock y'all's in first so you can't.
Why don't you put Captain D's in there? If you put Captain D's in there, I may have even said that.
Yeah. Right, so y'all, you're locking in KFC and you're locking in Subway?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you why y'all fucked up. There's a McDonald's in Orlando, which is the world's biggest McDonald's, entertainment-wise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Called Epic McD. This McDonald's not only has a regular menu, but offers Belgian waffles, brick oven pizzas, and build-your-own pasta. I've been to this McDonald's.
Yo, I'm going to Orlando in July.
I'm moving to Orlando and eating at Epic McD for the rest of my life.
It's still McDonald's. I get what you're saying, and I do understand.
They have personal trained chefs in this McDonald's. Okay. It's not just a McDonald's. You're not getting a fucking McPizza, bro. Like,
no, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, no.
But that seems like you need to know. Like, you asked us the question. Like I've never heard of this McDonald's.
I'm sorry. You don't do research on fast food restaurants randomly.
No, I mean, I've been to Orlando a couple times, and no one's like as a kid and one time as an adult, and no one ever like said, "Hey, Epic Mickey D's, we gotta go."
Well, that's because they live in Orlando, or they're visiting. Like,
they were visiting. This is a
situation.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. I'm about to say, like, not knowing that Mickey D's existed, I'd be.
They have a three-story playground.
It's crazy. A three-story McDonald's with a arcade and a photo booth.
Yeah, yeah, they have an arcade.
I'm completely about it. Y'all enjoy y'all meatball subs and your cold cut trios, and you enjoy your 8-piece family bucket.
And I'm gonna ask the only reason I'm gonna roll with you on that is because it's 24 hours, that makes a difference.
I'm gonna have me a balanced diet.
This is crazy. This shit's big as fuck. Yeah. Right by the water. Yep. Get you some McDonald's. Go sit on the thing. They said the bathroom actually had toilet paper. You know what? That's all you need, man. We had pepperoni pizza, and remember, it's still McDonald's.
Yo, there's a YouTube channel. I just looked this up, right? It's like David's Been There, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
David's Been Here. He went to every KFC in the
I know some KFCs are crazy work, but yeah, this is based in America.
Maybe not every KFC, because he would have to go to like Antrim and Montgomery, and he's not going there. But like,
he went to a KFC
in every country,
all the major cities. Yeah, no, KFC overseas is insane work, but I knew about this.
I'm just getting out of the country then. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, like you have to leave the country. Like I just got to move to Orlando. That's not big of a drop.
I want to leave the country already.
Yeah, that's a done deal. Ain't no work. You got to go to like fucking Italy or Rome or London to like get good food.
Yo, the KFC Japan menu looks crazy.
Oh, KFC!
You go to KFC in a different country, it's gonna blow your mind. That's why I said if it's something about being in the U.S. that maybe takes that way. If I was like living in London, then yeah, it would be KFC because there's so much. Even the KFCs are huge out there too, man. Like I was just like every
KFC because they love their American food. They love their American food.
I'm here. It just was like even the one in the mall was like a big KFC. Like that's something that stuck out to me is like out of all they have McDonald's and all these things, but like KFC was really pushed in London, and really impressed.
I want to see this yen to dollars conversion.
It's a good bit.
Oh, no, I'm aware. How much is 1200?
$1,200
is $8.04, right?
Yeah, because the US dollar is shit now. So I think it's 67 cents per yen.
Yeah. So 1200 yen is $8.04, right? They have a combo in Japan where it's a chicken sandwich with two chicken patties on it. It comes with a drumstick and fries, and it's $8.
That sounds about right.
Dude. Okay.
It looks good, too.
No, man.
So I would just move to Japan the way that I want to anyways.
No. And I go to Subway in London because Subway in London had different varieties on their menu.
I like how niggas like, we got to leave the country to eat.
Shit, man.
That's real tough.
They'll do the pod. It just will be a different time.
Well, when we start doing the pod, we can say live from Orlando, Florida, Tokyo, Japan, and London, England.
London, UK, England. Yep.
Yes, sir. Actually have Tyler on the pod in person.
Right.
I'd be down the street from Tyler. I'd be like, hey, man, we need you on the pod today.
Okay.
Steph?
Yeah. Okay, so where was this one I had right here? Because I have a couple different tabs open. Okay. Would you rather have $10 million or the ability to speak every language? And I know that we've done something similar to this in the past.
Oh, give me language. I can make that $10 million easy.
Oh yeah, no, same.
I'm cool.
Hey, being a translator pays crazy money.
I'm choosing every language.
Yeah, no, because at that point I just go on Twitter and be like, yo, any pro athlete that needs a translator, I got you.
I would translate my favorite manga.
Yeah, I was about to say that too.
Well, I don't even know. Wait, hang on. being able to speak and read it are two different things.
You would have like complete understanding of the language.
Oh, okay. See, clarification. I mean, I'm still picking it.
See, now that makes it a little different because you said speak it, and I did try to think of that. Like, I understand the language of every language completely.
That's fair. That's
like,
fair.
Reading,
yeah,
writing.
Yeah.
That's just the way this post phrased it, but they clarified down below that it is
you're
fluent in the languages.
Oh yeah, I'd go language
because I definitely know some people who can speak Spanish fluently, but they can't write it because it's different. You know, conversational Spanish compared to like what they teach you in school is completely different.
Exactly. Yeah. But
and then I just would love to go to like you just go to Japan and be able to have normal conversation. They love people who can speak fluently. You know what I'm saying? Not have to dumb me down for you. Like,
yes,
that
exactly.
Would be
so cool. Nihon Jozu.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and Captain America, like, there was a scene where he spoke to the Japanese Prime Minister and they didn't even put subtitles up. He said basically like a greeting to him and he said it so.
Be fair, in his defense, World War One was actively going on, or two, because Nazis. Yeah, World War Two was actively going on, so it makes a little bit more sense for him, like at least get basic language deduction out.
Yeah. So like that, and just the reaction that the Prime Minister had, I was like, that you can just tell, like they, and of course it's a different language, people don't expect you to know, but like if you could just like off rip, like you. You know what I'm saying? Because even people who study it for 10, 15, 20 years still have little things. You can tell like, oh, okay, they're still trying. Like, so you just speaking like you was born there? Oh, yeah. I mean, anywhere, but like,
speaking Japan in particular. I also specifically brought up this post, right? Because I was going to say 498 total people voted, right?
Yeah.
330 took the 10 million and 168 took every language.
I don't blame them for just being like, I don't give a fuck. I was like, probably specifically, no offense, they're probably American. Like, I would take 10 million because I don't give a fuck. This is America.
People have really flown out of the country in their life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people.
No, what's crazy is some people are so entitled that they go on vacation over there and expect niggas to speak English.
Yes. Oh, 100%. Yeah, for sure. Yes. Like, oh, I hate that. So like it's that, and that's why I said like I said 10 mil at first too until you said like you understand the language completely. Something about speaking it was cool, but like I could see a book and be like I don't know what that says. But like now, you know what I'm saying?
Imagine applying for a job and they're like, how many languages do you speak? I'm like, am I getting paid per language?
And then like I said, those people who took the 10 mil, they're not hustling. Like you're gonna have to like still put yourself out there. Literally in every circle, you can go on Japan Twitter speaking Japanese, go on Russian Twitter speaking Russian. Like, you literally can go.
I feel like at that point, I would just go to the nearest sports organization and be like, I can speak any language fluently. And just, I'd probably have to, you know, work my way up. But at that point, like, Shohei Ohtani needs a new translator.
Hey, real talk.
I can get that 10 mil. I would go to the Yankees and be like, yo. You can start recruiting these motherfuckers straight out. I got you. We need that ring. We trying to get 30.
30 is so crazy.
Right.
Fucking franchise.
I think it's possible. What's crazy is in my lifetime we could have already hit 30. We've been to enough and lost where we could be at 30 right now.
Yep, y'all have.
But you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. I think y'all pick language.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every language for sure. I screenshot this one a while ago, so I got it. Here it is. All right. What multiversal version of yourself would you rather tap into while sleeping? This is an extensive one, so pay attention, boys. All right. The teddy bear version. A cute, tiny teddy bear planet. You. Where all is literally sunshine, hugs and rainbows. So like fucking what are they? Care Bears, right?
Care Bears, yeah.
Aside from the stuffing extractor, Terminators that come out at night, though the teddies have the power of love and courage that grows exponentially with the more bears fighting in unison, expressed as a DBZ style energy. Spider. Spider-Man powers for everyone on a dark gothic style and webbed up technocracy with evil steampunk androids in control of the planet. Technocracy. Yeah. Transformer. Immortal, autonomous, self-aware spirit that can inhabit or copy any form of a robotic version of it. Currently on a safe celestial orb downloading the secrets of life. A hive mind virus is slowly spreading across the galaxy. Or cinematic. Super surreal version of you that resides in a perfect action thriller, comedy, drama movie. At times very cheesy, audible laugh tracks, etc. But you are the star and everything always works out for you somehow.
So the I heard every single thing. What you're basically asking, which one would we rather?
So the multiverse is real. You go to sleep and then you dream walk like Wanda did in Multiverse into one of these lives. Which is life for you?
For me, it's between Teddy Bear and the cinematic movie. Okay. Those two.
I know what I'm choosing.
What you got?
I feel like I know what Seth is choosing too.
Because I've had this dream before.
I'm 95% positive Seth is picking Spider.
Yes, yo, no, you're 100% correct. Yeah.
Why Spider? If you don't mind me asking.
I've had this dream before.
What happened in it? Like, I don't get it. Like,
I have a tendency to lucid dream, right? So yeah, realize that I'm in a dream and then just do whatever the fuck I want, right? And not wake up. Well, I do it on like a weekly basis.
You definitely do it more because, like, I mean, as a person who indulges in marijuana, like that cuts off my dreaming. Like, you know what I'm saying? That REM is gone. So that, you know what I'm saying? It takes me like a couple weeks of not smoking or any indulging in marijuana to dream, like, honestly, like that. So yeah. I can see, but I remember back when I was younger, you know what I'm saying, having that control. But you've had this spider dream, though?
I have dreamed that the I was...
Spider-Man? I feel like everybody's had this Spider-Man dream before.
Not well, a Spider-Man.
I dreamed that I was...
my dream, but not me being Spider-Man.
I had a dream whenever I was younger that I was a Spider-Man that had lightning powers as well.
Man made up Miles Morales.
I had that dream whenever I was younger, and I haven't had it since then, but being able to go back in and, like being able to have that every single time I go to sleep would be amazing. Like, would be crazy. I would love that.
It was definitely being Spider and cinematic for me, but I think because my brain is like director, I'm picking cinematic because if it's the perfect like movie that's like a combination of action thriller with comedy and drama in it and all that, and it always goes my way, I'm doing dumb shit. If I'm the protagonist and I have plot armor based on this statement that everything always works out and I'm the star, I'm just doing dumb shit. For sure, I'm having the most fun of my life.
You're like Click, but with superpowers.
Yeah, for sure. I promise you, I'm gonna be a spy and just bang random spy bitches who try to honey trap me and it don't work. That's just my whole life. I'm gonna be Black James Bond on steroids. And then in my regular life, I'm still be hanging out with my friends on like fucking Thursday night at the bar talking about, damn, I wish I wasn't single. Hell yeah, I'm in there. For sure. Cinematic.
I think I'm gonna go with cinematic too. Even though the teddy bear world does sound fun. I think cinematic would just be better for me. But my life already is like that sometimes. So like I think I just would adapt to that better.
Okay.
I have one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. POV, you're a one-hit wonder, right?
Like rapper?
No. Like any genre. You're just a one-hit wonder, right? As an artist. Okay. Would you rather?
I would say rock music. One-hit wonders in rock usually last significantly longer than they should.
That's fair. Would you rather have a platinum single or a single that reaches number one?
Platinum would get me paid.
platinum would get.
Wait, no, that's weird. Because why are you plat if you didn't hit one?
Because you can be top five. You can still be top five.
Definitely. It's definitely possible, but to never be one and be plat is crazy work.
I mean,
it's like Taylor Swift, Chappelle Ronan, and Ariana Grande just beating your ass.
I saw a post the other day, right? Like it was like a song that hit number 2. I forget what it was, but I think it was like Megan Thee Stallion or something like that, right? And it was like one of her biggest songs, and it hit number 2. And people are like, how come this song didn't hit number 1? And it was because we don't talk about Bruno as number 1.
Oh, that was a while ago.
Wow. Yeah. I would go.
But yeah, that means you getting your ass beat in. Like, that Taylor Swift is on my neck. Yeah, give me Platt.
That means your song is marketable enough for a lot of different
things. Yeah, that means I can lease my song, especially if I own my masters. That means I can lease my song to movies. If TikTok randomly takes off, then I can do that. That means I could open, even if I just had that one. If I'm a one hit wonder, that doesn't mean I don't have other music. That just means that's the only popular one, which means I can still do concerts and stuff, because somebody would like every one-hit wonder has songs that everybody else is like, they're not a one-hit wonder, they have this. And then the numbers don't match it. But that means I could still perform, but I just know what I have to either open or close with. Like, I can open for niggas and just do 2 songs, and then the main song is that one. So, yeah, give me Plat. Give me Plat for sure. I feel like I have more acumen business-wise with a platinum record than just a number 1, which I feel like, I feel like those two are usually tied together. But not always, obviously. But yeah, give me plat for sure. Cause I could be like number 2 the entire time and get plat, or number 3 or 4 or whatever. So, right? Yeah, give me plat.
Cool. What about you, Seth?
I'm choosing the platinum song. Having
number 1 song is cool. In the moment, you feel good. I mean, hell. Party Next Door just got his first number 1 album. He's been doing music for what? Dang, 15 years? Maybe like legit on.
Let's be honest, why that album went number one, though.
He was making music before Drake, but it was a record label issue. And but yeah, no, he's in 20.
I know why, but it's still the fact that he just now got that number 1. And I'm pretty sure he's got platform. It's Party Next Door.
Recognize when Platt.
Come on with it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if we're talking about time wise as well, like, you have a better chance of having a platinum song than the number 1 song. There's some artists.
That's also fair.
Yeah.
So, you taking the one?
Yeah, I'm taking the Platt. No, I'm taking the Platt.
Okay.
I think all of us said Platt.
Okay. Let's do an anime one, because we are an anime podcast.
Hey, yeah, I guess so.
Would you rather have a Bankai or a domain expansion?
Domain expansion.
Bankai. I think it's just cool as fuck to say.
You want to know why? It's a guaranteed hit. That's literally the only reason why. Guaranteed hit. Domain expansion, it's supposed to be. If somebody
It's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be. A guaranteed
it's supposed
hit.
To be, but it's not.
Bankai doesn't mean a guaranteed hit. It means I'm going to hurt you fucking hard. But it's not a guaranteed hit. Domain expansion has a higher hit rate. That's what I'll say. It's a higher hit rate. It's literally made to be it.
But okay. If it because you've seen, I've personally sent you edits of people saying Bankai to music. That's gonna hit 10 times harder than any domain expansion edit.
No, and I'm with you. I'm thinking power. I'm with you on the hitness of it.
First of all, if all I say is Bankai or domain, you can customize the Bankai /domain expansion. You can make it a cool one. It don't have to be ass.
Fair. You can make a Bankai that's like a domain kind of thing. True.
And Banzaku and Kageyoshi is basically a domain.
I just love domain expansions, bro. And I like Bankai.
I feel like this is JJK Regency bias. It was crazy work.
I love
because you're actively watching 1,000-Year Blood War argue. You tell me you wouldn't want one of them,
bruh. I'm with you, man, and I'm thinking of all the Bankai. Don't get me wrong. I'm just like, the concept of domain expansion is so lit to me, bro. Like, I literally created my own reality.
It's just Bankai, but bad.
Ah,
It's but it's more
question. Enclosed. Question, like, right?
There's Bankai that at least can affect the whole area.
Question about Bankai. As somebody that has not read or watched yet, right?
Correct.
Can you, while you have your Bankai out, still be attacked by somebody that has a weaker Bankai?
Yes.
Okay, that's not a thing in domain expansions.
Okay.
Yeah, your domain has to be equal to theirs.
Or stronger, yeah.
Simple domain makes it to where, like, you can't be hit for it, but you can't hit them. It's maybe just a score.
You're muffled right now, Zo.
Okay, no, I was...
There you go. You're good now.
Yeah.
Now you're just gone.
And then he lagged.
Then he lagged.
I wonder if he had the spam call.
So with Bankai, right? Let's say it's basically like the zone in Kuroko no Basket, or like the flow in oh my god, Blue Lock. Anybody can have it, anybody can enter it, but if you're better, you're just better. Right? Because so every Zanpakuto has two forms. It's a Shikai, which is the initial release, and then a Bankai, which is the secondary release, right?
Yeah.
So, for example, one of the characters in Bleach that you get introduced to significantly early on is Byakuya Kyushi. His Shikai is his sword, just a blade, turns into Sakura petals that, like, and then he can slash you with them, right? Because it's still a sword, but they're all pink and they look like Sakura petals because his Zanpakuto is called Senbon Sakura, right? Then when he activates his Bankai, Senbon Sakura Gagayoshi, he drops his sword and, like, fucking melts into the ground. And then, I'm sure you've seen the clip before. And then, like, thousands of, like, giant sword blades pop up, and then all those turn into Sakura petals, and then he just beats the shit out of you.
Yeah, like, they're mashing you, but they're also slicing you. It's just a bunch of... You're basically being mangled.
Then he can also turn all those Sakura petals into individual katanas and beat your ass with that, right? So it just looks cool. It's aura farming, for sure. And I think I'm keeping a buck also because I think JJK ended dumb fucking Bleach didn't. Even though Bleach was a little bit rushed. But Thousand Year Blower arcs, isn't that? I just like Bleach better. But also, if I'm in an anime and I'm an anime nigga, I'm aura farming for sure. And I promise you, aura farming with Bankai.
Can I feel slow for not knowing this, but ever since the new Dime episode, people keep saying that. What is aura farming?
So you know what aura is, right? When a nigga has aura.
Yeah.
It's aura farming basically at every opportunity possible, trying to show off or get aura.
Trying to show off or get aura.
It's doing something cool as fuck unnecessarily.
Yeah. Like Gojo. You have
Piccolo always pull up to a fight and he poses first and then he drops it as aura farm.
Wow, because that was what I saw. Or like when Gojo...
And like Gojo is like, touch me. Touch me. He didn't have to do that, but he did.
That's aura farm. Yeah, okay. Having a Bankai is way easier to aura farm with than a domain expansion.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Also, as a person who's watched JJK / Reddit, only like four of those domains are cool.
I didn't say there was a lot that were cool. I'm just saying, like, the ones I think of when I think of domain expansion, I think of more of the curses domain.
I think of
to
the
be
curses.
Honest with you.
But their domains but really of are course, the curse domains are cooler.
Those are the ones I'm usually thinking of. Like, I'm
that don't mean yours is. I know. I just made the same excuse with like Bankai, but all you got to do is be a Shinigami. All the regular dudes with domains kind of ass, except Gojo.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Because even when we got to finally see Yuji, it wasn't.
Awesome. Wasn't crazy.
Yeah. For me, it's the guarantee to hit. Like, that's the only reason I actually like domain expansions is because of that. Like,
if you do it right,
bro, I've talked about it. My aim is shit sometimes, especially in game. I'll be honest with you, bro.
Best believe you hear Josh say, boom, that's it, done deal. You're getting hit.
Josh is like, I'm gonna hit you.
Not only are you getting hit, you're dying. You're not leaving that fight. I want to be the type of nigga to say no one has lived and seen my Bankai.
Hey, that is a hard statement.
I just thought of something, right? Whether it's a Bankai or a domain expansion, what would y'all's look like?
Oh, that's a great
I don't know. Like, and it's hard to give you that because
I'm like, Bankai are too extensive, right? Because I have like six ideas immediately pop up in my head, but like two of them are like copies. So it your Bankai depends on what your Zanpakuto is, right? And I don't know what I want my Zanpakuto to be. Like, I've seen, like, I've played enough Bleach stuff where, like, they introduce original characters and then you play as that character and they have cool stuff. Like, Bleach the Third Phantom is one of my favorite tactic games ever. But their Zanpakutos aren't that impressive. Like, they're supplementary. Okay, so there are different types of Bankai, right? There are supplementary Bankai where it, like, enhances you, like Ichigo's. And then there's like summon Bankais where like Kurumaras, where he summons like a giant giant fucking soldier, and if it gets hurt, he gets hurt. And then there are elemental Bankais like Toshiros and Yamamoto's, which are ice and fire respectively. So it depends. So I would have to pick my Zanpakuto, then pick a Shikai, then pick a Bankai, right? But if I was just to offer it copy niggas, there's like six people, I'm like, oh yeah, him, her.
Okay.
Hello.
This is like, okay, if I don't really know what Bankai look like, I've purposely tried to stay away from what they look like, right? Because I want to watch it.
Okay. Here's what I'm gonna do.
I'm gonna send you an Instagram clip
with no context. I want you to watch it, but by the time you get there, I promise you, you won't remember.
If I were to have a domain expansion, though, it would sort of look like this, I think. Almost like a lightning realm, because I do think I would want the lightning powers.
It's kind of like I said.
I mean, lightning powers are cliche, but that's not for people of my color.
No, I'm with you. That's why I said it's just hard to tell, because it's like, it seems like everyone has an innate ability in JJK that's in them, and it just kind of slowly, like, Yuji was a fighter. Megumi had his shadows. She had...
Somebody did it for me.
She had the...
Check the Instagram chat. Somebody actually made an edit with both of them in there.
That's not surprising. I didn't even care. Let's see. Did you just send it?
Yeah.
It hasn't came to me yet.
Zach joined the pod.
No, I'm here. I still got Zach's. Like, Zach was the last one to post them. I'll wait to get there. Maybe it's, like I said, it could be me, but I still ain't dropped yet. But I've seen.
Oh, my bad. Wrong one. Bro, you're not in that one. Hang on, I got you.
Send it wrong. I knew y'all had.
All right, but I sent it wrong. I have. There's too many. They're all bad. Yeah. But while y'all do that, also while I'm here,
wow.
Would you rather have permanent 80% off all groceries? You can't resell them, or only need 3 hours of sleep to mentally and physically be ready.
Wait, whoa, what's the first one?
80% off all groceries, but you can't resell them.
80% off all groceries, but you can't resell them.
Or need only 3 hours of sleep to be mentally and physically ready every single day.
Oh, 3 hours sleep.
Yeah, we know.
80% off groceries.
80% off groceries for sure.
Easiest answer of my life.
I would just pop at Walmart.
Yeah.
Which means that PS5 is technically good.
I have a question similar to this after. I'll never forget.
There's one thing my ex said to me that I remembered because it let me know, like, working in grocery really helped. She said it was like we still were freshly broken up, but we were talking still. It was like she said something about, I do miss grocery shopping with you because these prices are high as fuck. Because I knew how to shop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, like, sure. I've learned to buy store brand when I know the difference isn't enough. And then I know what deals to get based on
what deals to get. You know what name brands to get. Where you're like, all right, this is worth what it is. Like, I have such good shopping skills that, like, you're telling me I'm getting 80% off already my good shopping skills.
Yeah, bro. No, I'm making back. But yeah, now that you've seen that, go back to the other one. Cause I wanted to just feel the air while that. Now you know what Bankai kind of looks like because it was just a little bit context clue wise. Do you have a better idea, Seth?
I'm actually gonna look up one real quick, just randomly.
Senban Sakura, Kageyoshi. S-E-B-O-N-Z-A-K-U-R-A. K-A-G-E-O-S-H-I.
Okay, hold on. Let me. I'm pulling up YouTube if that's the case.
Yeah. Okay. YouTube should
spell it. Spell it again.
S-E-N.
S-E-N.
B-O-N.
B-O-N.
Z-A-K-U-R-A.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah. 11 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. I'm still sticking my domain. I can't.
And that's why I said I'm picking it. It's not like it's a big gap. It's really just, like I said, the only words that make the difference for me is that critical hit. Like, that's for sure hit. Guaranteed hit. That's what I'm trying to say. When they said that, that's when I fell in love with domain expansions day one. I was like, what? I know I'm finna fuck him up. Okay, say less.
All right, I'll jump in. I have a couple anime ones. Would you rather be a fan of a show that everyone hates or hate a show that everyone loves?
I already do both. That's why I said, better than people saying Attack on Titan is not that good.
I'd rather be a fan of a show everybody hates, which I already am. Darling and Friends.
I'll add something to this. It's like you had to do this the rest of your life. Be a fan of a show that everyone hates every time. Or hate a show that everyone loves every time. If you had to do it for the rest of your life. I, personally, would, because of Seth, would want to be a fan of a show that everyone hates. Because there are a lot of shows that don't get, like, Seth really opened the door for me in that, like, hey, bro, like, it's a smaller show, but this shit's fire. And it'd be fire. And then later, everyone ends up loving it. Like, Slime, I feel like you put me on Slime before anyone was really talking about it. Like, of course, it was still a good novel and people were talking about it. Like,
this is that argument I had with you about you just weren't hit the anime Twitter. Because Slime Reincarnated has always been popular.
Okay. Well, I thought you put me on season one. I thought he put me on when it was season one just started.
No.
That's why
I put you on when season two was about to start.
Season two was about to start.
Yeah, okay. You also got to remember the manga was out a good bit for the anime.
Yeah, of course. No, I know that. Light novel.
Yeah, but no, Slime has always been.
The manga started after the anime did. It was the light novels that was.
Yeah, it was a light novel.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, I've always seen like the Japanese name of Slime on my Twitter, so it was kind of more like.
No, I get what you're saying. It's just you wasn't on that corner of Twitter. Like, no, I
just, yeah, you just weren't there yet. Now you are. I stand by the fact that I already do both. And I will always champion for Sword Art. So I'll just take that one. Even though I do both, because Attack on Titan's not that good. I stand on that. It was, and then it shit the bed with time skip. Yeah.
Okay, Seth.
I would rather be a fan of a show that everybody hates.
No, that just seems like the way to go.
I mean, I'm already a fan of a show that everybody hates the ending of, but I actually like the ending, and that's Darling in France.
No.
They're saying Dress Up Darling's probably gonna have a bad ending because they're doing a tie.
Oh, that ends next week.
No, next month. It's in March.
Next month. Right.
Well, it is only one chapter per month right now.
And yeah, so I thought
it was. It is one chapter.
The last chapter is next month.
Yes, the last chapter is next month, which is the,
March 25th.
Are they doing time skip? Because they haven't done one yet.
That's what I saw.
Yeah, we're going to find. I'm telling you, time skips always ruin shows, bro.
Yeah, they said that's what I saw on Twitter. And they were like, man, because I read the comments, but they said, man, if they do this time skip, they're going to ruin a perfectly good manga.
I don't think they're going to do a time skip. The only thing I could think that they would do is do graduation.
Get married, right? With kids?
No. Do graduation, like the Horimiya ending.
I promise you, out of all the anime I've seen, only two time skips have been like done really well.
Bro, this is why I want more people to read Hokage Gozo Super Adorable, right? It is the best time skip that I have seen for a final chapter, because the final chapter was like three chapters worth of length, right? Mm. And they did a gradual time skip, right? All the way until like they were grandparents. It was amazing. It was the best ending to a romance manga I've read so far.
Hey, somebody gotta do it right sometime. Okay. I'll do another one. Would you rather be a voice actor in your favorite anime or be able to draw together with your favorite manga artist?
Probably the second one, because that anime's been over like 25 years.
What was the second option, though?
Be able to draw together with your favorite manga artist.
Probably be able to draw together, because that would also insinuate that I have the skills.
Yeah, the second one. If I just randomly could able to draw manga, I was over it. The ideas are in my head. I just need the illustration. I've talked about this before.
Favorite manga artist? I don't know. The JJK, reading JJK was such an experience. I was, especially the fight scenes, like, I would thought I would fly through it, but I'm really, like, deciphering each panel because it's a fight scene and it was such pretty good. So,
bro, you know who your favorite manga is, artist is. Stop playing with me.
I know Oda. Don't get me wrong, but, like...
It's not Oda. It's Hiro. Stop playing with me.
Hiro.
It's Hiro Mashi. Stop playing with me. You know who your favorite manga artist is.
You know what, though? We could literally create a whole new show and it would just be the same.
It's just
the
same niggas.
I've been watching Farm Magia and it's literally fairy tales.
That pisses me off so much.
Different people. It's literally fairy tales.
That shit pisses me off so much.
Different people. And it's like, instead of them fighting, they have animals fight. I love it. You're right. Fuck it. Hiro
Mashi is your favorite manga artist.
We're making another one. Yep.
I hate that nigga so much.
Oh, that would be so fun because we can literally draw. He's still using shit he was using in the 90s.
Like, it's the same. I've never met somebody who is the epitome of you can copy my homework but change it a little bit.
Bruh.
Until I started reading this nigga work. And what bothers me is that it's all still good, so I can't even be mad at that.
Yep.
Like, Eden Zero is dope. I love Fairy Tail, even though I like my heart about power of friendship and shit. From what I've seen, Farm Magic is dope. I'm one of the only people who remember like Rave Master even.
Yes, bro, so, like, no, you're not. I promise you I love Rave Master. And that's why I love seeing all the cartoons he brought from Rave Master and Farm Magic. It's like a 25 year difference where they still hit. You're right. Hiro. Yeah, I'm drawing with Hiro. And we're having fun.
Me and Ty Kubo are going to work on the rest of Burn the Witch for sure.
Hey, for real though, like, we do need some more Burn the Witch. That shit was too good to be that slow. That shit was way better than I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, that Burn the Witch Bleach crossover, we're gonna go crazy.
Okay.
But
I have one.
Okay.
I immediately thought of groceries whenever I read this. Would you rather everything under $100 is free, but everything over $100 costs double? Or everything over $100 costs half, but everything under $100 costs double?
Say it one more time. Look, like, I get it, but I need to say one more.
First option, everything under $100 is free, but everything over $100 costs double. So if it costs $100, costs $200. If it costs $200, costs $400, stuff like that, right?
Yeah,
Second option. Everything over $100 costs half. So if it was $100, it'd be $50. If it was $200, it'd be $100, so on, so on, right?
Mm-hmm.
But everything under $100 costs double. So if it's like a $10 worth of toilet paper, right, costs $20.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a carton of eggs, it costs double.
Something that's $99.
It would cost $198. Yes.
Man, this sounds like a socioeconomic question. Like,
it makes we're fucked either way.
Yeah, it basically says, where is your tax bracket at? Are you
we're 100% fucked either way. But logically speaking, you have to take the second one because your rent is over $100. Your mortgage is over $100. Yeah. Your insurance is over $100. Your car payments are over $100.
Phone's over $100 now. You know, you're paying the phone payment.
basically the second option fucks up grocery shopping and
it fucks up movies, it fucks up little
games. Like your genuine enjoyment gets fucked over, but you can still have a house. I don't think anybody could just double their mortgage right now and be okay.
Video games are
like if that went into effect tomorrow for everybody, that would fuck over the planet. It has to be
for sure. For sure, yeah.
Both of them will for sure, but the money you're saving on half rent just goes back to groceries. So
true.
Give me everything over 100 doubles, and then everything over 100 half. Because at that point, so weird consideration, right? Let's say you spend $150 a week on groceries. Does that then go to 300, or does that technically
It's individually priced.
75.
It's individual.
Okay, it's individual.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that means groceries are going to be $300, which means you're spending fucking $1,200 on groceries a month. But $1,200. I'd rather spend $1,200 on groceries than fucking $6,000 on rent. So, right? Because some people rent like $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
So that would go to $6,000. Instead of going to $1,500. Like my mortgage would go to like $1,000 a month.
Yeah. Even if your rent is like $1,000 or whatever, right? You would save that on and be able to put that to groceries.
Yeah, that's $500 instead of going to rent, goes to groceries. So at least in that instance, your expenses probably stay about the same, if not a little bit cheaper, because everything over $100 goes in half, which means you'll have more money.
And also, you also think about like car payments and stuff like that too, like buying your car.
Yeah. That was on the list. Yeah,
it'd be half
insurance, car payments, medical bills. Like having a baby would get so cheap. I don't think niggas would give a fuck. It costs like $60,000 to have a kid.
Yeah,
free insurance. Ooh. Crazy word.
Yeah.
Yeah, so give me that. Okay, but I think, are we all agreeing on that, or are you good?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Definitely taking the second option.
Okay. Would you rather be a noble during the Roman Empire or a CEO today?
Ooh, just too much good technology out. I mean, I have to worry about getting shot, but, it is what it is.
I knew you would be
part of the game.
Technically, as a Roman noble, you might have to worry about getting stabbed at two.
Hey, right? No, for real though. So either or, it's dangerous. You're doing a dangerous thing. They're gonna put your name.
Like I could just have more fun.
I'll say we could. I feel like if we were nobles and back then, the way times were different. Like, am I still a black man?
Yeah, but you're in Greece. So it doesn't matter. You wouldn't be a slave. Like you'd be like Xerxes or some shit, like in 300.
No, you're right. The only thing I'm thinking different is just like the quote unquote harem. Like I could have a harem back then and it would be like whatever. But CEOs
have a harem now. CEO,
yeah, I'm about to say, but it's more like a poly. Like there's a different term to it, like the poly relationship, or you're just a hoe.
I saw a random video on Facebook where a regular dude had like five women and they all lived with him. They all had their own room.
Yep. So I was about to say, it just seems like it'd be, I guess, quote unquote, easier.
It's frowned upon now. That's the only
thing. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. The frowning upon. Like back then, it'd be like, oh, whatever. Like
kind of wild that harem was the first thing on your mind, then, Big Dog.
I mean, not the first. No, first it was money, but then I was like, I'm rich either way. So then I was like,
My bad. I get because you thought the racism first. I get that.
It was
top three.
It was top up three there. Oh, it was definitely for top three. It was up there.
I would have been like, okay, money. Then I would be like, okay, racism. Then I was like, okay, indoor plumbing. Then I would have thought, okay, AC. Then I would have thought, damn. Slavery, because if I'm a Roman noble, I'll probably have slaves. And I was like, but I'm black, so that's a weird conundrum, especially if I remember everything.
And then Aaron
would have been like six or seven.
Reparations.
Yeah.
Like you can have slaves. I think that's the misconception with slaves. You don't have, like, rising up to shoot
them. Yeah, I ain't saying you gotta treat them bad, but it's still a concept of owning somebody. Like, their life is in your hand, and you can tell them whatever the fuck to do, and they have to do it, or you beat them.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I feel like... Honestly, yeah, give me Nah, because I could be a good CEO. You don't have to be. You don't have to be a piece of shit.
No, yeah. you don't have to be.
I was like, it was like 60-40 Noble, and then I thought about it. Give me CEO.
I'm also gonna take CEO.
Okay. You kind of fit the bill when I think about our old ass movie.
short, fat, white Roman Noble.
Pretty much. Bro, just sipping on wine, you know, put the hand out, thumbs up, thumbs down. I feel like shit.
Eat all day. Yeah. Women feeding me grapes.
Yeah, how these giant ass fans blowing on you. Like, I don't know. No, I don't disagree. I feel like CEO is the right choice.
I'm taking CEO because, realistically speaking, I still enjoy video games too much to, like, knowingly give that up in anime.
No, that's real. Which magic system would you rather have? Magi or Black Clover?
I go Black Clover because I don't really understand Magi. So you have to give me a rundown.
I'm going Magi, actually.
I'm going Magi as well. In Magi, there are these dungeons that have basically, like, not necessarily a genie's lamp, but they have these pieces of equipment where a djinn or a genie lives in it, and then you make a contract with said djinn. And then you get powers based on said djinn's abilities.
And you can have more than one contract if you want to. Yeah. And anybody can get these, right? You just have to be strong enough to take care of yourself in the dungeon.
You have to make it through the dungeon.
You're not naturally born with magic. Like,
yeah, you can walk in a regular dude, walk out, goaded.
Okay. And I guess in Black Clover, you basically just... You're normal.
You're either blessed or you're fucked. Yeah.
You're blessed or you're fucked.
No, everyone has magic except Austin. So you have magic, but you could be weak magic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it could be weak magic. It's still either you blessed with really good magic. Yeah, but not everybody's a
magic knight, though. That's the point.
Yeah.
There are regular people who don't make it to the magic knight. You have to pass the exam. Remember, there are people who failed the exam.
Yep.
Austin passed but didn't have magic, so it was weird.
Yeah, like yeah, she got strong water magic, but she just takes care of kids.
Yeah, so either you're blessed or you're not. And then even if you are blessed enough to get a book, your book can still be kind of trash.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Black Clover though. I still think that's the gamble of life. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I disagree.
Yeah, and like I said, the fact that I would at least still know I have magic, like, well, there's that 0.1% chance I'm Austin, but I'm 99.9% sure I'm gonna have magic. And just knowing that, like, just being born having magic, like, yeah, that's maybe the fairy tale in me too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Edelis, you know, they lost their magic and all that, but I guess, you know what I'm saying? Like, it made me really appreciate the importance of magic. Rewatching Fairy Tale made me appreciate the importance of magic. And right. I just like that natural. Cause like in Fairy Tale, they have, and I mean, maybe Mad Guy's the same way, but like their magic, something that I learned in my rewatch that I never thought about, like, you can expel all your magic, but it's naturally going to come back. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just part of that life. Like, it's going to naturally come back. I feel like that same thing happens in Black Clover. Like, when people use everything they got out of their grimoire, it's not like the grimoire go away. It's just, you got to put the book up, you got to regenerate.
They have a certain mana pool.
Yeah, exactly. The mana pool. And that's what I'm saying. It's like just knowing that it's not like I got to eat anything or do something to get my magic back. It's just going to naturally come back.
I mean, Black Clover. Yeah, I mean that. I mean, to be fair, once you get like a djinn and stuff like that and Magi, like, sure, like after maybe a certain time using and stuff like that, it'll go away. But that's only temporarily. Like, it'll come back the same way that like magic and other universes come back too.
Yeah.
But I like the Magi because there's a lot of djinns. Like the concept of, oh, there's only like 10 or 20 djinns and stuff like that, so only 10, 20 people have magic, is false. A lot of people have magic.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you can use djinn equip, but there's also
a whole university.
Yeah, that you can also just learn magic.
There are these What are the white birds called? Or is it birds?
Josh? I know what you're talking about, but I forgot.
It's been a while since you said two, but for the sake of it, basically, like, the way I view it is, like, mana, right? Mana flowing throughout the world. There are some people that are blessed by that as well, right? And those are called Magi. But you can also be like naturally in touch with it too and not be a Magi. And that's whenever you go to university and you just naturally learn magic. Like, you don't have to have a djinn to learn magic. You can just learn it. You can go to university for it. So.
Yeah, Aladdin, the main character, is just really fucking good at magic.
Yeah. He's also blessed by the mana flowing throughout the universe. I forget the name of it right now.
I think he ends up giving his djinn up. Or did Ugo? Wait, not a spoiler. But yeah, because I do think you need to watch Magi. This one was interesting on the last episode. Would you rather eat sardines for every meal for 2 years or lose 3 inches? Yes, those 3 inches.
Sardines, my dog.
I've already chose sardines too.
Yep, let's eat. I'm gonna air fry them. I'm gonna put them in the oven. I'm gonna get some bread. We're gonna try mustard on. Every day is gonna be a different way of trying to make it. And by the time
sardines have to be the main component of the meal, but you can
by make, the time like, we get to June,
you can eat like salad, you can make pasta, you can have sandwiches, but sardines have to be the main component of said meal.
Like, let me meet a girl while that year's going on.
2 years. Not 1, 2. 2 years.
Oh, dang. Yeah. I was talking about by June. I think I could be, oh, dang. Well, that means Christmas is coming, and it's going to be like, hey, cookies and sardines. Sardine.
Yeah.
And I could, like, and I'm going to say this. I could not have sex for those full 2 years.
No, for sure.
Still choose the sardine. Just, yeah.
Nah, I got it.
Yeah, no.
I saw RDC talk about this one time, and I was like, "That I'm gonna use that."
Did they say sardines mostly too, or did anybody?
Yeah, they all said sardines. I think everybody, but like, I think Ben said 3 inches at first, and then he switched. But I think everybody said sardines.
See, I'm gonna be honest with that one, right? If you choose the 3 inches, you don't have anything to complain for.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Don't talk to me about shit.
That's valid. I don't think it would be the end of the world for me. But I'm gonna still take sardines.
Yeah, and that's something, like, I think especially now, like, something I've just seen a lot, and that's gonna be a crazy statement. Something I've seen a lot of porn stars say, like in the podcast and stuff, is like the whole big thing is dying down, because like usually that connotation with that isn't good. Like, it's not gonna, you can't really go long. There's just so many different and like things, factors that come with that. And like the medium average is becoming the new thing, because it's usually with someone that's a good, like the connotations that come with. Now, they could be wrong on both sides, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not trying to say it, but just from what I've seen from a lot of women on podcasts say more, I'm just going with that, where it's like, no,
I feel like I would take somebody who's in the industry over some regular motherfucker.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, they do this, so like they know, and that's why I like.
It's so also it preference, getting, yeah. So
yeah, it's preference. No, it's definitely is. At the end of the day, it's gonna be that. But the fun part of life is no one ever knows until that moment's right there.
Okay.
So you're right there. So.
How long have we been recording, Seth?
We've been doing, I feel like, a minute.
About probably an hour 30, hour 35.
Right, we'll do one more and wrap it up.
Well, I got two for us real quick, and then we can wrap up if y'all.
Okay, yeah, I was saying yours, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Would you rather earn 1 penny every single time, like 1 cent every single time you took a step, or $1 every time you jumped?
Penny per step.
I'm also doing penny per step, Zoe.
I walk a lot, unironically.
I was about to say, it would make, for health reasons, I think the penny per step would, like, keep you going. But no, and then, like, there's so many instances where, like,
Like, let's say we...
Let me clarify. When you say a step, you mean a step forward or just a step in general? Because I just pick my foot up and step put it down.
Like, so would your watch count it as a step?
Okay. Okay. Sometimes when I shake my leg, it does. So I guess it depends.
I'll admit it, no, but for real, you can trick it. I've played with it before.
I mean, it counts it whenever you're on the treadmill.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm just walking, I'll take a penny. Because I don't think people understand, like, how tiresome jumping can be when you do it. Because obviously, when I wrestled, box jumps was, like, a main part of the workout. That shit got tiresome. But give me a penny for that.
So, a comment on this post made a really good point, right? 100 jump ropes equals $100 equals 10K steps.
Oh, 10K steps is light work.
I average 10 to 15K steps per day just at work, right?
Yeah, I was like, when I used to like work like in the mall at the shoe store, 20K easy.
Whenever I worked at Academy, I would get like 25K to 30K on day per average per shift.
I would just go for a walk every day.
Yeah, no, at that point, like health, I don't care. When you mix health and money together, it's just that extra motivation. It's just a real thing. Like, when you're a health influencer, fit influencer, whatever, like, that's that. I mean, you already care about your body and everything. It's just that extra, this is my pay. I mean, it just gives you that motivation.
Me, personally, that's a minimum of an extra $500 per week, just off the penny per step.
I think we all are in agreement on that. What about the last one
is, would you rather have a PJ, a private jet,
right,
or a teleportation machine, but you can only go up to 1 hour away? And this thing says a teleportation machine. I'm just going to say a teleportation power that you can use once per day.
I mean, I would take a watch or something, too. So you're changing to a power and is still an hour away?
A power is still an hour away, and you can use it to go there and back once per day.
PJ, nothing is an hour away from me that I wouldn't just take the drive. PJ.
I agree, PJ.
Yeah, unless I was just like one of those people that was constantly late to work, you know, PJ.
Yeah.
Ooh, my phone on 4%.
Okay. Guess I'm gonna go with PJ.
I'm going PJ. Like being able to teleport, like on a realistic basis, being able to teleport like to work and back would be insanely helpful and stuff like that. It would, like, just because I don't like driving 20 minutes or, like, 40 minutes round trip every day.
Yeah.
And I could get there in an instant and then back in an instant once my shift is over.
All right, but, switching to half months for the last 5 minutes. Doo-doo-doo.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm still taking PJ. And I have a couple on here that we didn't get to that were, like, simple ones and stuff like that, but it's fine.
I mean, we'll save it for the next episode. Leave it in your notes, because I
delete the ones that we get done now, and then I save the next for the next and add some more.
By the way, I was going to mention this, right? The singles one and stuff like that that I mentioned, we don't talk about Bruno being number one. The post I saw it on was it was like a Barbie they're called like Barbies, the Nicki Minaj stands.
Right.
It was like, how did this song not get number one? And it was the Do We Have a Problem with Her and Lil Baby. And it debuted at number two, and then it fell back out of the like top 20 or whatever.
It was an all right song for what it was, but the economy of the situation that Lil Baby has fallen off, and we have to accept it. And even this last album he dropped was a lot of people said it's not a back to front to back album. Like, there's some good songs, but it's not a front to back album. Like, when you got to the point where artists are doing better than you on your songs, you're falling. And when Dumb Dumb and Dumber came out, that was the first song I heard. And when Young Thug killed that song, I was like, dang, baby. I know you wanted Thug on your song because he just got out of jail, but this wasn't the right call.
Because now Baby
to be fair, it's Thug fresh out of prison. He was murdering anybody.
Exactly. Like, why
did you? He was murdering anybody. Because he normally murders people anyway. But you know.
He should have been. Like, for Baby, though, especially like after Bigger Picture, I think Baby tried to go back to the gangster route. But Bigger Picture was the biggest thing he did. And it hit at the right time. But like, once he started trying to go back towards the gangster route, it's kind of like, bro, you just told us to stop shooting each other. It's not really stop. Right. It kind of just started falling from there. Like, and then the whole drama, he's a celebrity and all that. But as far as Nicki Minaj, I mean, she's a top five artist every time she drops something. So it was going to be top five. But to get to that number one, you got to have everything right. Like, the song got to be a hit. And that's just what it is. Lil Baby probably wasn't the best feature for that song, even though it was a good song. I want to say that it was a good song. I listened to it a few times, but I didn't download it. I'll be honest, it definitely was radio play for me, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that kind of what happens.
Yeah, I just found that Twitter post hilarious though, because it was like all of the like Disney fans in the comments and stuff like that, and like like saying, we don't talk about Bruno. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Stop talking about Bruno.
Right. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to another fine edition of the Otaku Club podcast. We got to record three this weekend, so we're trying to be in and out as much as possible. Behind the scenes tidbit, Seth going out of town, so we're trying to accommodate because that's our boy. By the time this is out, you'll be gone, right?
This comes out Thursday. This will come out first. So this will come out this upcoming Thursday.
So you're going to go in.
I will be gone the day before. Yes, correct.
Okay. So Seth, by the time this is out, Seth's gone on vacation. So let's wish Seth a happy and healthy trip. Enjoy time with his dad and his brothers. But that being said, this has been the Otaku Like Podcast. Mental health is mental wealth. Love yourself, appreciate yourself, treat yourself. Short tidbit this week, you know. Take a moment to stop and smell the roses. You know, I always say life is shitty sometimes, and it is, because it's tough and it's hard. We go through stuff. But there are really good days sometimes. I had a good day today. I'm pretty sure the boys had good days today. Sometimes you just gotta take the small things as a W, you know? You woke up this morning, that's a W. You ate this morning, it's a W. Got a roof over your head, that's a W, you know? Your parents or family or whoever in your immediate life that you care about still with you. W. Go from there. So yeah, stop and smell the roses sometimes. Don't worry about the overcast. Because, you know, rain, makes the flowers grow. So you need that. But yeah, mental health is mental wealth. Like I said, appreciate yourself, treat yourself. Use me. You know, dial 988. If you're going through stuff mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, being abused, DMs are open. You can get them from Zoe. Yeah. Again, people would rather hear you bitch than cry at your funeral. But yeah. Yo, hey, social media.
That's real, man. You already know, man. You can follow us on TikTok at Otaku Collective PC, as well as on X at Otaku Collect Pod. Don't forget to hit us up on Facebook too. You type in Otaku Collective Podcast. You can find us right there. And you can hit us up individually. I'm talking about, you can hit me up on IG at _ what about Zoe. You can hit Josh on all platforms at _ own profit, and you can hit step up. Huh?
I said I gotta make that blue sky.
Yeah. And you can hit up Seth on 99.9% of platforms at C3 Smooth. Thank y'all for tuning in.
What's the point? Why?
When you said that, I was like, now I feel like I'm lying. I don't wanna lie. So definitely check us out. Hit us up. We're pretty funny dudes. Good content on our own too as well. So appreciate y'all tuning in, man. Steph, take us home.
Thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Otaku Eclectic Podcast. If you want to support the podcast, the best way that you can do that is to share the podcast with your friends, your coworkers, anybody that you know that likes anime, loves anime, or is getting back into anime. Please share it with them. We're a funny anime podcast, and we want more people to enjoy our podcast as well. Obviously, this was more on the more normal side of podcasts today. Rather than an anime podcast, although we did have some anime questions and stuff like that. You can listen to us on all major streaming platforms. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Podcasts, as well as any others that you can find us on. With that said, we will see y'all next week. Peace out, you bunch of otakus.